This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So last week on Friday, we were like Disney Central. Every hour from 9 to 5, we got someone qualified for the grand prize. You won a nice prize pack. I mean, you got tickets for Disneyland Resort, multi-day tickets. But one lucky grand prize winner.
Oh, yeah.
Four-pack of three-day, one-park Disneyland tickets, plus a two-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. And the winner is... Well, let me start dialing first. This should be fun.
Oh, no.
No, we'll do it. Nine first, right, to get out? Oh, yeah, look at that.
Look at you, don't talk.
Should I? I'm trying to start.
I don't know, but don't get cocky. Okay?
Yeah, turn it down. Turn it down.
Oh, that did, I don't feel like you turned it down at all. That's okay. It didn't go through. Yeah, it didn't go through anyway.
Your call cannot.
Don't. I don't think he can talk.
Okay, I won't talk this
all
time.
Right. Okay, pull it down.
Pull it down. Hold on. Turn it off. Just.
Maybe I'm not supposed to dial a one. Oh. This sounds real.
Yeah, it sounds like it's working.
We're looking for Nikki from Redwood City.
Nikki.
Nikki from Redwood City.
Hello?
Hello, is Nikki there?
Who?
Nikki, is Nikki there?
Nikki?
She has the wrong number.
Oh, you're kidding.
Hold on, is anybody there by the name Nicholas?
Or Nicole?
Nicole?
No, no.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
I have a nice day.
How are you?
Yeah, what's going on with you today?
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah?
I'll see you later.
Oh, but you seem so nice. You should stay on the line.
Okay. All right.
Goodbye.
You still there?
I think she's still there.
Just hang up. It's fine.
No, it's
call the person we're supposed to
we're just to... We're in a random
we're
person's
making friends.
Life.
We're having... We might be able to make her a listener. You don't know.
Yeah.
You still there?
Do you listen to the radio?
Just
not Nikki? Are you there? Unfortunately, now the surprise is ruined for Nikki from Redwood City.
Ma'am?
Hello?
That was a lady, right?
Hey, Nicole, can
I
you just,
she's still
can
there.
You call her online?
No, I'll call
two.
Her. I can do this.
Clearly, you can't do
I
this.
I can do it. It just does double. It does double punches. I'm
Brandon,
really friends. Somebody else call.
Let us know what line it's
somebody
on,
else
Brandon.
Call. Yeah, can you? Brandon's getting it.
Just let us know what it's ringing and tell us what line it's on.
Okay. God, for 20 plus years, I've been trying to dial the phone. I just can't seem to do it.
Ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you, though, you should try it. Sometimes you hear the
line four.
I've used
line
that
four.
Thing before.
Really? For what?
To call people.
Is Nikki there?
Yeah.
Oh,
hi,
hey, Nikki.
How you doing?
Finally.
Hi.
We've took been us like an hour to get a hold
like
of you.
20 minutes. God, Nikki.
We finally had to bring the experts in. Hey, Nikki, did you win anything on Friday?
Wait, what?
Did you win anything on Friday? Did you win anything?
Not that I know of.
Is this Nikki in Redwood City?
This is Nikki in Redwood City.
You're in Redwood City.
I'm in Redwood City.
You didn't win anything on Friday.
You didn't qualify for anything. You didn't.
Did I qualify for tickets to Disneyland?
You tell me. Did you?
Sarah and Vinny.
How did you know that?
Because you didn't even... Your voice on the radio.
Wait, so did your kid win and then give your name? How do you not know that you won?
I entered online.
Oh, the online entry. Oh my God.
What?
This is crazy.
Nice. Okay, let's start over.
Okay, great idea.
Good morning. Is Nikki there?
Yes.
Good morning, Nikki. This is
Hi.
Sarah and Vinny from Alice at 97.3. We heard you entered online for our Disney contest.
That was smart.
And you're our grand prize winner.
Woo! No way. Oh, my God.
Nikki from Redwood City. You've won a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park Disneyland tickets, plus a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. It's you. It's all you. It's all yours.
Oh, my God. I was planning a trip to Disneyland for my birthday.
Oh, have you already paid for it?
No. And
oh,
I was,
good.
I have it on my computer at work.
All right. Oh, well,
this
now
is
you got, look
this
at
is
that.
Wonderful. How Incredible. Many people in your family?
Four.
Oh, this is a perfect,
perfect.
Number.
I know. It's my
Nikki.
40th birthday, too.
Oh, my God, Nikki. This
and
is amazing.
And my birthday is the same as Disneyland's.
Happy so, birthday. What is Disneyland's birthday? Does anyone know?
July 17th.
Of is that
course
right?
It is.
Wow, you're really yeah. into it, aren't you?
Well, no. I mean, like, I'm still young, so I'm going for my birthday.
Wait, didn't you just say you turned 40?
No, that's
yeah,
still
no,
young,
I'm
Vinny.
I'm 40 in July.
Oh, yeah. Right.
She's still in her 30s.
Oh, right.
Anyway. I know. But...
No, please go on.
Mm.
Oh, you're sipping
no,
your coffee.
I'm done. Mm. I'm done. I'm kind of speechless.
All right.
Well, you are a big winner today, Nikki.
Where
so...
are you at right now?
Thank you. I'm at my office. I work at a construction office.
Oh, oh. Cool. Good well, yeah. Why don't you give them
give
a, plug?
A plug?
What's the name of the company?
Dobell Construction in San Carlos. We do oh. a lot of drainage and foundation work and
no.
Home remodels.
Oh.
Yeah.
Drainage and foundation work.
It's important yeah. work.
It is.
It
the
is.
The most important work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations, Nikki. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get all your info. And thank you. You were a delight this morning.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Well, no, I'm not that delightful. It took us 20 minutes to get you on the horn.
It wasn't
but
her
whatever.
Fault,
well,
though.
Right.
No, I like
still,
that other lady.
The whole damn
Hello.
Thing.
Hello. So what are you doing today?
And then the whole, did I enter? Did
yeah,
I?
I know.
What?
Well, I entered online. Well, that's the thing, though. I didn't realize that the online person, you know, well, they have just as big a shot as anybody else, right?
Right?
So, but they wouldn't have won the tickets on the air, so she wouldn't know that she was qualified. That's crazy.
That yeah. is crazy.
That is wow.
Way to go, Nikki.
Nikki. Darling Nikki. Are we doing that again this week? That's fun. I like doing that.
You like doing that?
I don't think so. Oh. Not this week.
All right.
I feel like I aged a year or two in the process.
You try to dial on the phones next time.
I will.
I'm going to have you
I'll come over there and do it.
You do it.
Sure. Watch me.
I will. I'm going to. Maybe I'll learn something.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It works every time. You put that number in, then you put in your text, and then you hit send, and we get them. And this is the portion of the show where we read that
yeah.
stuff back. So you can still be heard.
Maybe just not in the moment.
Not quite like the phones used to be, you know, a pretty regular part yeah. of the show. Those
cell phones ruined phone calls because they always sounded crappy.
Phone quality, right.
And then so people started texting and we just sort of morphed over to that. I do miss having, you just never knew where a conversation was going to go on the phone.
Right.
Yeah. There was like a what could happen next factor.
Oh, I loved, as I was learning to work the phones in San Diego, just picking up, I pick up live mm-hmm. every time just to learn how to work it. And
oh.
when that person calls in who's
that.
Completely plastered.
House is open.
And threatening to kill
now
you because.
Play CDC because if you don't, I'm coming over
right.
there. And my dad has guns.
Oh my God. I love the Laverne and Shirley references. And
oh.
I am yelling out the names. I love it.
Oh, did we figure out what the big Ragusa used to call Shirley?
Dollface.
Dollface.
Is
doll
what
face.
Someone 925 wrote.
That sounds right.
415 says, he did call her Angel Face, Vinny. Love Laverne and Shirley. Rest in peace, Penny Marshall. A lot of people wrote in Shirley Feeney.
Mm.
They knew the last name.
I forgot Penny Marshall died. She didn't seem old enough.
I know that she did as a younger lady smoke a lot.
When did she die? A couple years ago? It feels like it's been a while. I can barely even remember she died.
I don't know if she quit later in life, but she was a heavy smoker.
Yeah. Well, it never helps.
No. Thank you, Vinny, for the teaching moment on why to use soap when we wash our hands.
Yeah, I loved that. When I was just in the bathroom washing my hands with soap and the hottest water I could get out of that faucet, I was like, the animal fat combines with the lye and it attracts both the grease and the germs.
Social distancing equals every introvert's dream.
I know. It's great. We're going to get some kind of, there's some device we can get. We can do our show from our house. Sorry, we can't go out in the world.
Well, I was.
even if we had coronavirus, we could still do the show.
I had just been expressing to the missus, I feel like I've taken enough days between the hospital run and the flu run that I'm really not prepared to call in again. And she was like, we got to get you set up.
Yeah.
And that's why I brought it up to him. Well, I mean, whatever
it takes.
You
could have a very small setup in your little guitar room.
If I got a quarantine, I might as well have something, right?
Right. Or just for whatever reason, you live 2 hours away.
Well, whatever. The point is, Bryn's going to look into it and get back to me. Yeah. And whatever it costs is what is the cost of doing business.
Right.
Our daycare provider is on the cruise. Already been gone for 2 weeks. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that is rough. As it is, when your daycare person leaves, you're like, okay,
now what do we do?
Fill the gap. And you're praying for that return. And then they end up on the ship.
The ship. You've got 2 more weeks without your daycare person. Minimum. And that's if they don't get coronavirus.
Hi, S&V. I was so excited to see Scott tomorrow night in Martinez. Finally get to see him, except I'm living Vinny's parallel life. Had the flu, now a cough.
Oh, no.
And I'm in the hospital because Abigail, my 5-year-old, had her appendix burst on my birthday.
Holy crap.
We've been here since Tuesday, and we're not going home anytime soon.
That's
Vinny,
the way to the show.
A month later, I still have a cough, and everyone in the ER scatters when I cough. Mask and all.
Hmm.
I love you all. Can you send get well wishes to Abigail? She has an infection now, but is getting better.
Oh, Abigail.
She's a strong, awesome little girl. Happy Monday.
That's a scary thing to have happen to you when you're 5 years old.
Oh, you know, seeing my little daughter in the hospital in that big bed, and then they put like a cartoon. So she had to have a IV, which I'm guessing Abigail has as well.
And it hurts.
And it hurts.
In.
But then they have to put something to keep their arms straight because they move too much.
Right.
And it's a little cartoon, like it's this cartoon thing keeping her. I'm just like, she's too young for that. It's awful. Mm. You don't want to see it. So
no.
Get well soon, Abigail. You're killing your mom.
How could you?
No pressure, though, you know.
Yeah.
Journey had 2 other singers before Arnell and after Perry.
Oh, really? Who else did they
have? Sarah and Vinny. Journey was using Steve Aguilar or something like that prior to the current singer.
Oh. So they were out touring and they found the dude who could pull it off.
Right.
Because that's the thing about the Steve Perry songs. Like, nobody can sing those. Then they find this guy.
Well, you can sing them.
Well, maybe they don't want a girl singer. Plus, I'm busy.
Well, you wouldn't go out with Journey?
No.
You wouldn't go out with Journey?
And quit this job? No. Please, life on the road, it's too hard for me.
You wouldn't take 2-week vacation and go on tour with Journey?
I would. I'm sure they'd be like, no, we're going to find another girl who can do it. We're going to find like an amazing singing girl, not just an enthusiast.
Saw Kiss Friday night. What an amazing show. So much fun.
Oh.
DLR talked his way through his set, but the audience was kind to him. David Lee Roth is the opening act.
For the Kiss show. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That'd be a great show to see.
Except for coronavirus, you know.
Yeah, the whole going to shows thing. You know, I didn't even think about it until you were talking about it today. But yeah, that was like, I gave hugs and kisses and handshakes.
Yeah, you're nuts. You shouldn't have been out.
One lady almost barfed on me.
What are you, crazy?
That was a crazy night.
Yeah.
Good night, though.
Was it?
Well, I'll tell you in 2 days.
All right.
Or however long the incubation period is. I don't know. I know this has been running all morning, but I have allergies this time of year, too. So I always chalk that up, you know, itchy eyes and a runny nose.
Well, that's...
It's pollen season.
I just got the flu, and I was, you know, they went, let's do the flu test for you. And I'm thinking, that doesn't feel like you're asking me. Okay.
And ow, you just stabbed me in the back of the throat.
Well, that's the thing. They wanted to narrow it down.
Yeah.
They're ready.
Boy, they just jab stuff at you.
Tupac also had a natural reverb in his voice. I thought it was an effect till I met him and found that's his speaking voice.
Really?
I'd never heard it in Tupac songs either.
I never heard it in a Tupac song. I only know
it's a natural reverberating voice.
Posty calls his vibrato the goat thing he does.
Huh.
The goat thing.
Seasons change and I love when it cold. It does sound like a goat.
Mr. Von Sydow.
Oh. And they're talking about you, Von Sydow.
In 3 Days of the Condor with Robert Redford and Faye Dunaway when movies were movies. Hold on a second. Our dude Alan from Bananas at Large.
Ding, ding, shame.
Says that Max was the bad guy in Strange Brew.
Oh.
Eh?
I know the movie. It's been years since I saw that, though.
He's the bad guy.
And what the hell are their names?
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
McKenzie, yes. $10 is $10, eh? That's where I learned my Canadian accent from.
From the McKenzie.
From the Bob and Doug McKenzie movie. Eh, so should we go out into the woods to see if we can find a moose?
My family's super bummed. We have a Disney cruise scheduled in 4 weeks. Not only are we going to have to reschedule. Yeah, they're telling people that don't take cruises at all right now.
This is like the one time I wanted to buy, you know, insurance for a trip or something, you know?
Not only are we going to have to reschedule, but now we have to figure out how to entertain our kids for spring break. Screw you, coronavirus.
Yeah, coronavirus, up yours.
Yeah, that's a thing. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yep. Why don't you rent one of those campers? Go for like an RV tour of California.
Oh.
That's what I want to do right now.
You do not.
You're crazy. I do.
No, you're crazy.
No, I just
want to get in a car and drive around?
Yeah, with all my bedding and everything I need and a fridge, all that stuff. I'm going to have a campfire at night. Sleep under the stars in a camper. You want to go? You can bring a tent.
You're going to make me go outside each time we stop and
build
a tent.
Well, yeah, it's only a two-sleeper. We told the kids they could go if they bring a tent. Hopefully they won't.
Go.
I mean, it'd be great.
You're such a liar. You will beg them to go. You're a liar. Oh, kids, come on. It's
you're
not
right.
going to be fun
I
if
will
it's
beg
not
them
all
to go.
Of us.
It won't be fun if it's not all of us. It'll be fun, but it wouldn't be as fun. But I know that they would want to sleep inside. And then me and John would wind up being out in the tent. How did this happen?
Well, I'm actually out of time, but there's a lot of people are writing in saying in Hawaii, a lot of people go to Costco because they've rented a condo.
Uh-huh.
And so they fill their condo up with Costco goods.
Sure. They'll pack for the, you know, groceries for the week.
The story was Costco, the two busiest Costcos are in Hawaii and Maui. And the people are writing in saying it's because... everything in grocery stores is especially expensive, so people go buy in bulk to stock up their condo stay right. for the week.
That makes sense. I'm sure it's still more expensive at the Hawaii Costco than it is at the local Costco here.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Love that movie. Glad you got to watch it, Vin. Mm. You know, that Keenan guy continues to work. I don't know who plays Ed, but he is a fantastic actor.
Oh, is that the sidekick in Good Burger?
I think he's the main guy. I think Keenan's the sidekick.
I haven't seen it. And you say it's a kid's movie.
It's a kid's movie. But Ed is, I mean, he's an over-actor.
Kel Mitchell.
Yeah, whatever Kel Mitchell is a superstar.
Let me see what Kel Mitchell looks like.
Oh, wow.
This looks nothing like him now. I mean, from the movie.
He's a grown man.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, right. When did Good Burger come out?
That's got to be 10 years old.
This is how he looks in the movie.
Oh, funny. He's just a kid.
Look at that smile. He's a good-looking kid.
Yeah,
he's
nice
fun.
Smile.
He's annoying, though. But that's the character. It's like the Nutty Professor. That guy was annoying, but, you know.
But you just loved him so much.
Do you know when that movie came out?
No.
1997.
Wow. That's
when we started here.
23 years ago.
That Keenan Thompson guy, he hasn't been on SNL that whole time, has he? Impossible.
No, but he's been on like 10 years.
A long time.
Yeah.
Like that's the running joke on the show. You still here?
Why would he leave?
I can't think of
one
reason.
If they don't fire him, why would he leave?
He started in 03.
Oh, boy. That's a long run. Has anyone, is that the longest run of any regular? What is up with that? That is his best bit.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Oh, that's his bit?
Yeah, it's a...
He is the longest running Saturday night.
Oh, that is
all right.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be right back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Quit trying to tell us what to do, Bryn.
I want to thank the mystery woman that was on our show today.
I loved
her.
She
was fantastic.
That was like one of my favorite moments in the, today's show.
Nice throat on
her.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello. No, I think you have the wrong number.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
also,
it was
thanks
good.
To Nikki for...
Yeah, congratulations to Nikki from Redwood City. She won last week's big Disney giveaway trip.
I don't know how they're going to piece that together and make it sound any good, but whatever.
Good luck to the production company here at the station.
Did I win anything?
Huh, well, I entered online. Okay, that must be it then.
All
yay!
Right.
Nikki, you are a valid winner.
Crunch. Anyway, we're off to a good start.
We are.
I hope everybody has a great day today. Don't forget the super worm moon tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And don't forget social distancing.
Yeah.
Let's all try to stay as far away from each other as possible.
Leave a little personal space in there and then some.
And the handshake out.
Yeah, the handshake. Let's do the foot tap. Want to try and do that?
I'll do that with you.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to do it. And then you just reach your foot forward, tap, tap, gently. Except if it's Michael Franti. Don't do it. Poor guy. Huge feet, no shoes.
You know, Michael's been on... He's been MIA for a long time from us.
He is... I think he lives in Bali now. He's doing... Have you watched his story at all on Instagram?
I see his posts. I like them all.
And it's nice. They're lovely. But you got to watch his stories. Because he just, like, every morning on his jog, because he has to get up before it's 1,000 degrees.
Oh.
And he goes on his run. He's at, like, Instagram live-ing it, the whole
thing. No, I haven't seen any of that.
This Soulshine thing that he does in Bali, whatever... He's with you the whole time. Like, he's doing yoga with you. He's doing karaoke.
It's his resort.
Karaoke with you at night. He puts on a concert every night. Like, that is the Michael Franti experience. I was watching it going, that looks exhausting.
Well, I know that he has a summer tour planned with Kenny Chesney.
Is that who it was?
So he's got a, like, mega stadium tour planned.
So he'll be back around.
Well...
Or that'll get canceled or postponed. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I'm not trying to put anything out there. I want him to have... I wish success for him. He works hard, too.
Oh, he does. It's no question that every time I look at what he's doing, it's something different and looks hard.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes. But that's coming.
Yeah.
But I just haven't... It's been so long.
Yeah. He posted something today with his kid. With that kid. So funny. Like, they're just looking at each other, smiling. I'm like, oh, my God. It's love. It's just so cute. All right. How do we get on this?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Stay tuned for Jane, everyone. She's coming up this afternoon.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.